Yeah. Yeah. Who is Gergen? Is that somebody that knows anything? We must not be too bright then, because he's giving Price a bigger figure than me. Yes. Price says in his speech that we have cut individual income taxes by $22 billion. Now, I ask Gergen the question as to whether or not we have cut taxes, whether we have provided. I didn't give a shit if it was 69 or what year, whether our tax cut was the biggest in history. He said no. He refers to the 69 cut. He said it was $8 billion. I'm not caring about percentages. I'm caring about the gross number. Understand? And so if he gave Price $22 billion, gives me $8 billion, find out what the hell the score is. Well, then fine. Then fine. Let's go further. Just say, how much have we cut taxes? Have we not cut taxes in this administration? Have provided the biggest tax cuts in this administration, and which he knows what the hell the question is, because that's what Price had in his document. That's the point he was making, the $22 billion cut. And the other figure, the only other one, he was comparing corporate with this and that, the other thing. But get somebody on it who's thinking politically, you understand what I mean? Isn't just trying to help it. What he says is that the largest, he goes back to 64, he says the largest cut in individual income tax in 48 when they were reduced by 22%. I don't give a shit about the percent, because the actual dollar then was only $4 billion. Even by that, it was $8 billion in 69. Then he goes on to say that the largest individual tax was the cut, but then I can't tell whether it was individual income or it was 9 2/10. I would think that was individual only. And he says the 1969 figure is 11%. I'm not caring about the percentage. I'm caring only about the amount. And it has to be a hell of a lot more than 8 3/10 in order to prove the other point. I mean, other than the other points. I just want to know, what was the tax cut? How much tax cuts did this administration provide? We have provided the biggest tax cuts of any administration in history. Just find out whether that is true or not true. Could you do that? He's being terribly technical, you know. Like for example, I asked him about the CEA thing. I know what it is, 31% of our national income. Tell me that. It's about 31% of our national income is collected in taxes. I understand that. See what I mean? No, he wants to cut. Now, the question is, would the addition in taxes required that $140 billion budget, what does that make? In other words, you get my point. At the present time, with a budget of approximately $250 billion, 31% of our national income, explain the price. I just want them here because they've got some things in their drafts. See what I mean? That I want to check out. Just bring them up, and I'll see what the hell I can do. Well, let me see. Their damn drafts again and see whether I think Andrews can hack it. If he can, it's easier to do it. This is what before. Prices is catalog. That I disagree with. You see, when you say what we have accomplished, I think I agree with you that they're going to hit that over and over and over and over again, and I don't think people give one goddamn about that. Cut inflation in half. We've added 4 million jobs. Big deal. That's the thing that sort of impressed me about your analysis, that we are going to be doing it, we're going to be hitting it over and over and over again in the campaign. And I don't feel very comfortable, frankly, standing up before the people bragging about what I've done. It's just not my style. Well, John's point is that most people aren't going to hear it. Of course, he's naturally, naturally influenced. I mean, it's the part of the problem here really is the other thing about is the whole thrust of our, let's face it, the whole thrust of most of our people is hit the domestic issues, you know.
Sure.
Okay. Well, there's argument against it. Now, if his figure of $22 billion is correct, then he has a crisis draft. I don't think Price would have any unless it's correct. See? So it must be that Price has got another year in there. What happens, you see, is this. What has happened here is this, that Durbin is looking at it in terms of the year 69. What he doesn't realize, of course, is he probably, of course, won't realize, the 69 cut provided for cuts. Act provided for not just 69, but for other years as well. You're right, you know? It was the bite of the next year, and the next year we reduced taxes. So that's, you see, what they ought to do, you know, what I'm really trying to get at is something far more fundamental. When a question like this comes, the fellow getting it should think in terms of what the hell is he trying to prove, and can I prove it? See, if you give it to him that way,